Czechs have been living in the state of permanent political campaigning ever since the fall of the government last March. Early elections were supposed to be held in October, but in the end we have had to wait for the regular term next month. All this time, political parties have been coming up with new ideas, slogans and counter-slogans to catch people's attention. The Social Democrats are leading in the polls with their evidently Obama-inspired motto of change and hope. But their leader Jiří Paroubek made headlines in the Icelandic press this week when papers there reported on a billboard featuring his face promising, "I will cancel the Icelandic volcano." This was part of a continued counter-campaign which also included slogans such as, "I will bring back Elvis" and "I will cancel morning hangovers." But Mr. Paroubek manifested a good sense of humor when Thursday's Social Democrat rally in Ostrava featured an Elvis impersonator and offered supporters a drug anti-ethanol that is supposed to alleviate hangovers. The right-of-center Civic Democrats have come up with one-word slogan, solution. They're offering a solution to the economic crisis, unemployment, high taxes and other issues. But they recently had to solve problems with their leadership, after dumping former Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek. The new leader, Petr Nečas, underwent a baptism by fire some 2 weeks ago when he for the first time faced Social Democrat Jiří Paroubek in a live debate on Czech TV. And he did well, according to analysts, when he suggested Mr. Paroubek makes a deal with the public broadcaster under which he would replace the daily Goodnight Fairy Tale for kids. The Christian Democrats will have to pray this time to even enter the lower house. Their motto for the elections, "It's a good day when the whole family gets together," has been labelled by media expert as trivial and self-evident. Maybe they should have stuck to their former slogan, "Calm power." But that would now rather suit the communists, whose steady support base virtually ensures they will be in the next parliament. The new party, Topo 9, has based its campaign on the personality of its popular leader, Karel Schwarzenberg. Although aristocratic titles were banned in Czechoslovakia in 1918, supporters of Mr. Schwarzenberg often refer to him as the Prince. He has a reputation for sleeping during tedious meetings and debates, a feature often mocked by opponents. The party therefore came up with a billboard featuring Mr. Schwarzenberg's photo and the slogan, "When they're talking nonsense, I doze off." In an interview this week, Mr. Schwarzenberg praised the former Social Democrat Prime Minister Miloš Zeman. He said Mr. Zeman was a great Prime Minister and would have been even better if he hadn't been such a boozer. But Mr. Zeman struck back and shared his own story about Karel Schwarzenberg. The prince was reportedly inebriated and was dozing off on a table. Somebody woke him up, addressing him as Count Schwarzenberg. The aristocrat looked at him and said, "That would be Prince, my dear fool."
My thanks to Jan Richter. And now